Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Start with Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
I like Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, they're so great. I love these guys.
Crank it up, Kara. Please.
Can you hear me calling?
Yes.
Out your name. You know
Jennifer!
I'm calling and I don't know what to say. I speak a little louder. I'll even shout. You know that I'm proud and I can't get the words out.
One of the great Fleetwood Mac tunes, calling attention to the fact that they are going to give the only performance this year at Dodger Stadium, July 28th, Jen. The Dodgers have asked Fleetwood Mac to perform at their second annual Blue Diamond Gala. They'll close out the night with a set from center field following a blue carpet entrance because of the Dodger colors.
Sure.
And a ceremony honoring Vin Scully.
I love him.
Fabulous. What is he, 86 now?
Yeah, and he's just so... I will seriously cry on the last game of the season. I don't know.
He's
going
to keep doing the games, isn't he, though?
No, this is his last year.
Oh, it is? I thought he was going to keep going.
And it's just...
How does he sound?
You listen to him, and he's still... Oh, he sounds so good. His voice is like, truly like honey. Besides my parents, the voice that I know best in my life.
Yeah, I thought you told me that my voice was the one you know.
Yours too, but when I think about, I mean, I've known you for 10 years. Vin Scully, I've been listening to since I was born. I mean, truly.
You've known me for long. You've been on the air with me for 10 years, but you've known me for, what, 20 some odd years.
You're up there. You're up there, Dougie.
All right, so this is, why is Fleetwood Mac not on the road? Why is this it for them?
Well, they just finished. They wrapped up a massive world tour at the end of 2015.
Yeah.
So I think 2016, they're taking a break. Maybe they're going to do a new album. They all seem to be getting along really well now.
Yeah, good. That's neat. Same thing can't be said for ABBA. But anyway, one out of two ain't bad. 26 mm-hmm. past the hour. Okay. Yeah. Now, are we doing Smokey next, or what are we doing next? That was the... this is super... William Robinson, when Mary Gordy heard him sing, he had a smoky voice. So Smokey became, or William Robinson became Smokey. Smokey Robinson is the next recipient of the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Songwriting.
Was Smokey Robinson like 7 years old when he sang this? Because this doesn't sound like him to me.
This is the early version of this. When he was a kid, like Michael Jackson. They're both about the same age, and they started in the same way. The thing is, Michael couldn't write for beans, really.
Yeah.
Smokey could. Smokey had a way of capturing ideas simply. So I'll bet you, if we were to look at 100 hits that came from Motown, 40 of them were written by Smokey Robinson, or he collaborated in one way or another with Holland Dozier Holland or one of the other Motown legends.
So he's the Vin Scully of Motown.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. It really is. he's a fabulous mind. I remember seeing him drive around his brown Corniche convertible, waving to everybody.
Such a beautiful voice, too.
He sang on Monday night. He sang at the fireworks from the National Mall.
Oh, did he?
He sounded great. Yeah, he did a medley of songs. He sounded wonderful.
Yeah. The prize honoring a living musician's lifetime achievements in promoting songs as a means to cultural understanding, inspiring new generations and entertaining audiences will be given out in November in Washington. Other people who have gotten it, Paul Simon, Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, Carole King, Billy Joel, Willie Nelson, all appropriate recipients. 28 past the hour.
Fake Green, Harrison with you. Talc products are regularly used by up to 17% of American women for genital hygiene.
The Cancer Prevention Coalition has filed a petition warning that talcum powder poses major fatal risks of ovarian cancer. These could be avoided by the use of cornstarch powder as a safe alternative. Backed by 11 leading national and international scientific journals, the mortality from ovarian cancer for women over the age of 65 has escalated by 13% for white and 47% for black women, with 15,000 deaths from ovarian cancer yearly. So far, the FDA refuses to mandate a cancer warning label on talc powder, let alone ban its continued use, as politics continue to pervade public policy.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He dropped out of school when he was 12 to take care of his younger brothers. He held odd jobs for years.
At 40, he started a small service station where he lived and worked. He thought he'd try serving food to his customers. His living quarters doubled as the dining room.
People flocked to his place, so he moved to a nearby motel with a restaurant attached.
Then disaster struck. A new interstate diverted people miles away.
He was 65 years old and bankrupt.
He used his first Social Security check to start selling franchises. That's how Colonel Sanders built KFC into a household name.
His secret recipe? Never give up, and you'll eventually be a big success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.